Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. This is Techonomics, by the way, and I'm Jason Middleton. Software developer conferences, a staple of Silicon Valley and the source of much griping about traffic and parking. But these conferences are necessary pep rallies and product rollouts. And Google's annual I.O. conference is always impressive, as it is possibly the biggest data dump every 12 months. New hardware products, upgrades to software, new and upgraded services, and new tools and developer packages that will enable the next generation of stuff. This week's I.O. hardware headliner is the new Pixel 3a and 3a XL smartphones.
Night Sight, which is that low light camera capability when you don't want to use your flash, but you still want those vibrant colors, and then also portrait mode front in the front camera and the back camera, so you can take portrait mode selfies. And then we got the battery life, 30 hours, and yes, it's got a headphone jack.
That's Justin Barr. He's a Google technologist, and he's about to help us unpack what all went down in Mountain View at I.O. And by the way, the price point on that Pixel is $399, and I'm not trying to make a Pixel ad here, but every reviewer that I trust says this is the phone that may entice iPhone users to step out. Also coming out of I.O., Sundar Pichai, the CEO, has a massive op-ed in the New York Times about privacy. Looks like they're going to go up against Apple on that, too. All right, let's get into it.
It is Justin Byrne. I'm a Google technology expert.
Justin, thank you for your time this morning. It's the day after when we record Google I.O. And I got to say, look, seriously, Google's developer conference is the biggest data dump every year. It's crazy. It's like there's so much. There's hardware, there's software, there's services, there's developer packages. How do you keep up? I mean, is it like the longest day of the year for you?
It's a really long day, but it's a really fun day. Every single year, it's awesome. You sit in that bowl, you watch Sundar come on stage and deliver the keynote. And even as a Google employee, kind of knowing what he's going to say, it still just blows my mind and gets everybody really, really excited, especially this year with the introduction of new hardware. So yeah, it's the best time of year, no doubt.
Yeah, I have friends who are Googlers, and I try to reach them and say, like, April, say, hey, you want to go to an A's game? You want to go to a Giants game? And they just reply, dude, yeah, it's I.O. So they're always head down.
Season, man. Come on.
That's right. Hit me after May, early May. Okay, Justin, let's start at the beginning because we're going to get to the Pixel stuff, but I'm going to save that for last. I was interested to see what was going on with Assistant. Can you give us like a 30,000-foot view of the improvements made to Assistant?
Well, it's getting a lot quicker, 10 times faster, and we're using artificial intelligence to just make those queries so much more seamless. And so one of the most interesting features is that you use the wake word initially, okay, Google, hey, Google. But then after that, you can just continue to have that conversation, and you don't need to repeat the original query. So like, hey, Google, what's the weather? And then, is it going to rain? What about in Minneapolis? What about in Chicago?
Yeah.
Things like that. So you don't have to say, like, what's the weather in Chicago? Things like that. And the latency is basically reduced to nothing. I mean, it was already extremely fast, but we're 10 times faster now.
I kind of explain it as, you know how you have autofill in search? This is like auto-contexting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also permeates all the different features on the Pixel phone. So you can send photos, send text messages, pull up your calendar, pull up your weather, all at the command of your voice.
Yeah, if you think about the Google universe and with the Assistant being such a focus and with the Nest stuff happening, which we're going to get to next, the value prop for Apple users to move and migrate over to the Google Android universe is getting a lot higher than it was because, you know, Sundar does have an opinion piece out today in the New York Times about privacy. It seems like you guys are focusing on privacy as well. What was your takeaway there?
We're definitely focusing on privacy. Basically, the takeaway is that we want to give the users as much control as anybody has. I mean, it's their situation to control, and so we're just making it a lot easier for the users to control that, so they can get rid of all their location history, all their web activity, all their different history of browsing in a really easy way. And we're just putting that as a one-tap type of a situation in very prominent features across all of our products. And it's just making it that much easier. And I mean, the name of the game for us is just increasing this access to information in a really effective manner and just allowing users to navigate their life and different features that much more seamlessly, whether that's their privacy and security data or navigating things in augmented reality when you're running errands. You know, from both sides of the coin, it's just giving the users that much more control.
Yeah, and we will link through to Google's dashboard for each individual user so you can control your data. 20 million people a day, according to Sundar, do that right now. Let's move on to Nest because it's all under one brand now, right?
It's under one brand. So we're just giving you the best of both worlds. We've got the introduction of the newest smart speaker device, the Nest Hub Max, and that is now under that umbrella of just Google Nest. And so what that does, it's the 10-inch smart speaker device. It's got the great display. It's got a camera on it. And the camera is great for not only video conferencing with friends and loved ones and seeing people in a visual fashion, but then it also gives you the ability to have gesture control. So say you're in the kitchen, you're cooking food, you're listening to music. All of a sudden you get a call on your Pixel device and it's your mom. You can just put your hand up to the Nest Home Hub Max, and it will stop whatever is playing right there. So you don't have to say, okay, Google. You don't have to say anything. Also, if you're doing that type of video chatting and you're doing those video calls, there's this great dynamic framing feature, and it always keeps you in the middle of the frame, no matter where you're moving in the room. It adjusts the camera and it adjusts the frame so that you're in the middle and you're always in the focal point, which I've heard is super useful when kids are running around and you're trying to video conference with grandma and they're going out of frame. So it's exciting.
Quickly clarify, my Google Home, is that now a Nest? Is that what I'm going to be buying if I buy another one?
It is not. No types of changes there. Your Google Home is still your Google Home.
Okay.
But yes, in the future, we've got the Google Nest branding. And so those smart devices are going to be rolled out under that umbrella.
Okay, cool. Search results. This is your bread and butter. This is what Google's known for, that and serving up ads. What are the changes with search?
So we've got now augmented reality in search. And so that the rationale there is just to bring what you're searching for into the real world. So say you're a student, you're studying anatomy, you're trying to figure out what this certain muscle does or what a specific bone looks like. Well, you can bring that into augmented reality and project that right into your dorm room or into your office. And so you can interact with those search results in real life. And then beyond that, we're adding new Google Lens capabilities for you to interact in the real world. So say you're at a restaurant and you're looking at a menu and you're not really sure what to order and you're trying to figure out which dishes are the most popular. Well, with Google Lens, you can look at that through your phone and it'll show you which dishes are the most popular. You can get more information on that. And then at the end, when the check comes and you're trying to figure out how to split it between your party, how much to tip, Google Lens can help you do that. Again, with augmented reality, you're looking at your phone. It's giving you that information based on what it's extracting from the check, and it allows you to navigate those situations more effectively. So it's bringing those search results into the real world.
Google Lens is kind of amazeballs to me. You guys have really ramped up the functionality around this. How quickly has that been happening? I'm kind of lost in context for that.
That's a good question. You know, we are putting a lot of efforts behind that right now. In terms of timeline, I'm not 100% sure, but the Lens stuff is just so effective. And it's not only helping you do things like, you know, navigate a restaurant more effectively, but also explore the world in a foreign land. It allows you to look at something, again, in real time through your phone that's in a different language, and then it text overlays into the language that you want to translate it into. So, I mean, we're just looking at the different ways to surface information that's useful for users in a variety of different ways in situations that they are presently in. So if you're in a different country, use Lens. If you're trying to figure out an image results on search, you see a cool pair of shoes, you can use Lens to figure out where you can buy those shoes. So it's just permeating all of our different products to surface the information that our users need.
Don't sleep on this other search result feature, too. That's podcasts. It now pulls up relevant podcasts, not necessarily from the headline. It comes up from the meta. And also, you can play it from your Google results when it comes to the podcast, too. So just search Techonomics as soon as you're done listening. Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
All right. I've been saving the best for last because of its hardware. It's sexy. Its price point is awesome. So it's going to have pride of placement in all the headlines today. Let's get to the Pixel phone. What did we have there?
Pixel 3a, Pixel 3a XL. And yeah, the price point's $399, starting at $399, which is nuts, but it's still got all the amazing features that Pixel users have come to love, mainly that awesome camera. You can do night sight, which is that low light camera capability when you don't want to use your flash, but you still want those vibrant colors and that vibrant definition within the photos. So that's on the phones as well. And then also portrait mode in the front camera and the back camera. So you can take portrait mode selfies, which is great. And then we got the battery life, 30 hours. And yes, it's got a headphone jack, which is really good. But and then it also has all those other features that Pixel users love too. Augmented reality in maps. You can figure out different walking directions. And it comes in three colors, and one of them is purple-ish. which is cool. It's not purple. It's
that's
purple-ish.
Right. That's right. The headphone jack is back, baby. All right, cool.
I know. That's what I'm stoked on.
And what's kind of amazing about the headphone jack, just to pull it out for listeners, that takes about 1 square inch of space on the inside for that jack to be able to work. That's a lot of space when you're dealing with a smartphone. I mean, think about how much computing power could go into a 1-inch by 1-inch thing. So to get that back in there and get the performance you get out of this Pixel is kind of amazing. All right, I got to let you go because our time is up. But I've been speaking with Google technologist Justin Burr. It's always a pleasure. Let's not just do it on I.O. Let's talk again in a few months, okay?
Hey, would love that, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That was Justin Barr, a Google technologist. And we recorded this the morning of May the 8th, the morning after Google's I.O. Developer Conference in Mountain View. For links to everything we discussed, please check the podcast, or you can check the show notes. They live online at KGORadio.com. My thanks to Justin for his time and expertise, and to you for your time and for listening. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Thanks again, and have great weeks, everybody.